Two of the country's biggest airlines are reportedly considering a merger. Published reports said today that Delta Airlines may acquire Continental. A deal between the two companies would create the nation's biggest airline. The negotiations between Delta and Continental are said to be at an early stage. Analysts say there are some big potential problems to work out, but the fact that the talks are taking place at all says much about the changed fortunes of some of the country's major airlines. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
Throughout the late 80s and early 90s, the airline industry found itself in sorry shape. Established carriers such as TWA were in and out of bankruptcy court, and others such as Pan Am went out of business altogether. But in the past couple of years, the industry has undergone a dramatic turnaround, and many of the country's biggest airlines are enjoying record profits. Part of that is due to cyclical factors. Richard Gritta is an aviation expert who teaches at the University of Portland.
What you have is an economy which is has been growing for 4 or 5 years, albeit lately at a slower pace, but still growing. And airlines prosper when the economy prospers. They're very, very cyclical.
But analysts say the airlines have also become more adept at managing passenger traffic and seat capacity in a way that maximizes profits. All this is apparently behind Delta's decision to enter merger talks with Continental. With profits soaring, Delta is flush with cash, and analysts say it sees an opportunity to solidify its position by buying another airline. Continental itself has had its share of financial problems, having spent part of the past decade in receivership. But in recent years, it too has staged an impressive comeback. Analysts say a merger of the companies would mean certain economies of scale that could lower Delta's costs and thus increase its profits. But combining the two companies also presents potential problems. John Pressburg of Aviation Systems Research says one of the biggest hurdles in any aviation merger is whether the airlines' unions can agree on common work rules, as Delta learned when it acquired part of Pan Am.
Delta has some very recent experience in trying to digest a large airline, and I think they'll be quite cautious in their proceeding down the road with this.
Pressburg says any merger of Delta and Continental would also present potential antitrust questions. Federal officials would have to decide whether such a partnership would reduce airline competition. Marty Selfin is vice president of the International Airline Passengers Association. He believes the merger would have little effect on competition because the two airlines don't fly many of the same routes.
Currently, they don't have competitive markets like a Delta and a US Air or a Continental and American, and it's a real good fit for them. Delta would gain further access to Mexico and Pacific routes, and of course Continental employees would gain the strength and security of being with Delta Airlines. So from an airline perspective, it's a great fit for the two companies.
But some critics argue that the true impact of the merger on competition would be harder to gauge. They say allowing two big airlines to merge could limit passenger flexibility and ultimately mean less consumer choice. Federal officials will have to weigh that argument if the merger between Delta and Continental ever gets that far. This is Jim Zaroli in New York.